Stay tuned for Africa News Tonight, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Joe Palca reporting. Top intelligence official says there's no doubt about it, the Russians did it. The top U.S. intelligence chief said he's more than convinced than ever that Russia used cyber attacks to meddle in last year's presidential election. VOA's Michael Bowman reports.
Intelligence Director James Clapper told senators the Obama administration's report on Russian cyber snooping will be issued next week and will leave no doubt about Moscow's intent to impact the November election.
This was a multifaceted campaign, so the hacking was only one part of it. And it also entailed, you know, classical propaganda, disinformation, fake news.
The chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee, John McCain, has labeled Russia's cyber attacks an act of war, but one the United States invited by letting its guard down. Donald Trump tweeted Thursday he is a big fan of U.S. intelligence, but the president-elect has questioned the need to receive classified briefings and repeatedly dismissed the intelligence community's conclusions on Russian hacking. Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
Russia has begun drawing down its military resources in Syria. Military Chief Valery Gerasimov said on Friday, in accordance with the decision of the Supreme Commander of the Russian Armed Forces, Vladimir Putin, the Russian Defense Ministry is beginning the reduction of the armed deployment to Syria. Moscow has been a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad in Syria's devastating civil war. Police in Bangladesh say they've shot and killed two suspects in last year's brutal attack on a cafe in Dhaka. Islamic State had claimed responsibility for the attack, but officials said that the attackers were members of another group, Jamaat-ul-Mahdi.